Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I don't know where that comes from. We're having adventure radio today, folks, and I have no idea what's going on. They don't tell me things around here, folks. I just show up and they do whatever they want to. It's one of the things, sometimes my board op, Kevin, he likes to just have some fun with me. But we'll speak about that later. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because I got Greg Reed back on the show. Greg is a speaker, an author, an entrepreneur. He has several corporations of his own, companies of his own. He's the author of The Millionaire Mentor, which you probably know all about. He's the author of 3 Feet from Gold, which is a book he co-wrote with Sharon Lecter, which is all about the fundamentals of Napoleon Hill. And he's got a new piece out. It's actually a CD set called Napoleon Hill's Road to Riches. And he's our good friend, Greg Reed. Welcome back to the show.
Hey there, partner. And tell Janet stop to send me all those love letters.
Oh, Janet, yeah. Janet Christie was on just before. Yeah, I kind of had a little fun with her on that one, didn't I?
I was going to say, you're talking about time. After interviewing all the people around the country, the greatest leaders, I found a common denominator that I had to share with you.
All right.
I found that overall, in generality, the people that were the visionaries, the CEOs, the founders of business, mm-hmm. they were notoriously late. I mean, early. They showed up at least 15 minutes early for every single thing. The people who showed up exactly on time were your managers of the world, because the leaders had the responsibility to open up, and the people who notoriously showed up late in general were your employees of the world.
Right.
So you can tell usually about someone's character or where they're at simply by how quick they show up to something.
I heard a term the other day that describes me. This guy, and I'll tell you what it was. I was watching the Lombardi show. I think it was HBO or ESPN, one of those networks, did a show on Lombardi. It's a great show. I've actually watched it twice in the last 30 days. And the son of Lombardi, of Vince Lombardi, the great coach at the Green Bay Packers, the legendary coach, his son said that his father made them become compulsive. What was the term I used earlier? They called it Lombardi time, and Lombardi time meant if the meeting was at 7, and you were there 10 minutes till 7, you were 5 minutes late.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch.
Compulsive punctual. That's the word. Compulsive punctual. And I've always been that way. In fact, I sometimes show up so early to a meeting or to wherever I'm going with someone. They're not ever there, and I always think that I'm in the wrong place. I've gone to the wrong place.
Well, there you go. Well, that makes you a leader, brother.
I don't. Well, it's a little disconcerting sometimes. But what is that? How do we convert that kind of behavior into success?
Well, it's just by showing up and giving yourself that time to think clearly. So many people are always scattered and they're running around. You see their offices and they're all cluttered up, and that's the type of life they live.
Yeah.
It's the people that are punctual and they're putting themselves out there. They're the most organized, they're most focused, and therefore they're usually the ones at the end of the day that have the most success. But let's move forward. Let's talk about Napoleon Hill's Road to Riches. You're going to love this CD.
This is a CD set that you've narrated, isn't it?
Well, it is, and what happened is Napoleon Hill, a lot of people listening and know, is the godfather of all personal development and wrote the classic Think and Grow Rich. Well, what happened is after we did 3 Feet from Gold, the foundation got so excited they went in the archives and they found these vintage film canisters from before I was born.
Wow.
And on them, it was W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill talking about the 13 master keys to success. So I digitized it, modernized it, and I introduce those great leaders, and then we bring on current people, such as Bob Proctor from The Secret, Mark Victor Hansen. We bring in Laurel Langmire, Les Brown, Brian Tracy. We even bring in Napoleon Hill's own living grandson, Dr. J.B. Hill, and they expand on the teachings, and it sounds like we're in one mastermind group with all of us at one place at one time.
If you had to, in 30 seconds, if you had to say, more than Think and Grow Rich, if you had to say what was the essence of Napoleon Hill's message, what would it be?
Well, I'd go down to the number one concept you always talk about, definite of purpose, meaning that if you don't have a definite purpose and know exactly where you're going, chances are you won't get there. And then there's 13 keys that if you follow in exact
but definite,
order,
but Greg, definite, you got to be definite about your purpose.
That's it.
In life.
Know what you want.
I think that's a very important one to end the segment on. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We come back, we're going to get into some of these 13 key elements of the Napoleon Hill philosophy that Greg Reed is bringing us. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.